Transportation Committee, I'm going to ask our clerk that if we can do a roll call, I'm ready to call this meeting in order.
Agua Caliente, Band of Puyo Indian. City of Blythe.
Here.
City of Cathedral City.
Here.
City of Coachella.
Here.
City of Desert Hot Springs.
Present.
City of Indian Wells.
Here.
City of India. City of La Quinta.
Here.
City of Palm Desert.
Here.
City of Palm Springs.
Present.
City of Rancho Mirage.
I'm here.
County of Riverside, District 5. Forrest Martinez, Desert Indian Indian. Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you. And since my friend from Indian Wells is standing, will you lead us in?
Yes. Please join me. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation without a government, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move on to public comments on agenda items. Madam Clerk, is there anybody from the audience that would like to address us? Seeing none, we'll move on to Chair Executive Director's announcements.
Just a few, Chair. One is our Wi-Fi has changed. You see the Wi-Fi names and password board at the bottom there. And another reminder, you are being videotaped. And we are live. And there are microphones. Even if you don't have your microphone on, noise can be picked up. And on more substantive matters, this is the time of year for congressional earmarks. A lot of your communities and cities are applying through the congressional offices for earmarks, and we support any and all of those that are consistent with our mission. It says pretty much anything and everything, and your city managers and staff regularly send us support letters. We will be seeking more funding for Indian Canyon. We know $50 million is helpful for that project, but it's not going to pay for the entire thing. So we're going to seek some more funding for Indian Canyon. We're also going to seek some funding for extending CV Link towards North Shore. So along some interest from the county supervisor and advocates south of Coachella to extend the project to the Salton Sea. There are also some, and my apologies for my voice, I do have some allergy problems, which I've gotten very little sympathy for.
So sorry.
Some of you have had them all every day. I have them once every 15 years. Can you imagine that?
Yes.
So extreme heat funding. There's a couple of grant opportunities with the state of California. And I think I pointed out to some of the other committees, if any place in the state could get money for extreme heat, it should be the Coachella Valley and the Imperial Valleys. So we're looking for some money to perhaps do some cool pavement pilot projects and also hydration stations, et cetera, along CV Link. And perhaps I'll save my last point for the we'll have a brief presentation on our traffic management center. And Chris is going to give that in a minute. And I'll give a little introduction to him, if I might, Chair, when we get to that. No other comments at this stage.
All right. With that, we'll move on to the consent calendar. It's recommended that items be approved simultaneously. Is there a motion?
So moved. Desert moves.
Desert moves. Indian Wells seconds. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Joey?
Yes.
Yes. Motion carries. We'll move on to item number 7, discussion items.
Next. For the record, can we go ahead and note that the City of India has arrived?
City of India has arrived. Welcome.
In the building. Thank you.
Welcome. We'll move on now. Next steps for Regional Pavement Management Program. Randy.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. Here to give you a briefing on the next steps for the Regional Pavement Management Program. Specifically, we're here today to bring forward to you a request to authorize a contractor to bring on board an engineering consultant to conduct the pavement management program data collection work. You've seen these slides before from Director Hoy. This is a typical pavement degradation curve that we want to apply an understanding to and update the region's pavement management analysis study that was done 13 years ago. Here is another degradation curve that shows the potential impact of making periodic investments in rehabbing and maintaining pavement. Of course, we've got our various agencies, member agencies within the valley. And the, I forget what this was for, John, but we'll move past that. Here is the cover sheet from the 2011 study that is available online. And it was conducted and of course, incorporated into a lot of discussion in the last meeting with this committee. We utilized CVAG's brand spanking new qualified vendor list for professional services, and we sent out 11 requests for interest. We received 5 interested parties back, 5 responses back, and we sent them a more detailed RFP, request for proposals, and we received 2 proposals from Michael Baker International and HR Green. We reviewed those last week with CVAG staff, and we're recommending today to authorize a contract with Michael Baker International to conduct the work. So the recommendation is to authorize the executive director to execute a professional services agreement with Michael Baker in an amount not to exceed $246,215, which includes contingency for additional work that we may need the consultant to perform for us during the course of this work. The work will include data collection of pavement conditions along the region's arterials, and as well as looking at comparable efforts to rate pavements and collaborate on a regional manner. And we'll, of course, be partnering with all of our member agency, city engineers, public works staff, in a collective ad hoc committee manner to inform and to update and to collaborate as this work is conducted. With that, that concludes my report. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
Oh, thank you, Randy. I'll just comment. Obviously,
this is moving forward. You know, we make sure that we get a little something as cities, all of us. We know some communities are closed. Some of us are a little smaller. Some of us are right on the freeway and need interchanges, et cetera. But I want to just thank the city of Rancho Mirage for bringing this conversation forward and making sure that there's good distribution of a potential tax measure in the future. Now, having said that, that's the key there. If the measure does pass, this is in play. If it doesn't, we'll figure it out, Tom, I guess, right?
If the measure doesn't pass, I'd have a hard time bringing this forward. We have other priorities that are very much unmet. I'd love to fund Jackson Interchange as an example, or Avenue 50, or lots of projects in Desert Hot Springs, or Gene Autry, or a number of projects. And CVAC just has not been able to get into the business of funding operations and maintenance when we can't get past our first or second project on our priority list. So capital improvements have been the focus here for, in fact, since 1989. That could change if a measure was passed in November. And this committee would be the one that started those discussions about how to split those funds, what are the priority arterials, and what should be a matching type program to implement this kind of program. But those kind of conversations would happen after November.
Well, just to note that we wouldn't call this operations and maintenance. We would be calling it rehabilitation.
We would be appropriately counseled by our legal team and the gentleman from Cathedral City.
Yeah. If I may, so I too want to thank the executive director for coming up with this concept of the regional arterial maintenance program. I appreciate your thinking about this project and coming up with this idea. We certainly did have some concerns about the use of those funds, Branch and Ron, and I appreciate your listening to us. Thank you.
Thank you. Look forward to continue working with you on this.
Move staff recommendation.
There's a motion by Desert Hot Springs. Is there a second?
I second.
Second by Ranch Mirage. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Joey?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Any noes? Any abstentions? Hearing none. Move on now to a presentation. This is for CV Sync. and the before and after comparison for regional signal synchronization improvements.
Chris? Yes, and Chris is going to do this, but I do want to mention that Chris, for those of you that were at the executive committee meeting last week, I also gave this introduction. Chris is now a television star. Every Monday morning, KMIR, NBC for Palm Springs has teamed with CVAG to provide a little update on traffic conditions. And my motivation for agreeing to that relationship with KMIR was pretty selfish, and that is we actually want Chris to be highlighting all the construction work going on in the Coachella Valley and reaching out to each of your public works directors and public information officers on what's happening out there, when it's being done, and reporting into the centralized system so the public and our traffic management team know what's happening and when it's happening. So Chris has just started that segment as of last Monday, right, Chris? And you were on again this morning.
Yes, sir.
And it runs throughout the day or the week? What is it?
So the live bit, it starts about 6:30-ish is what I've been told. Today it was a little bit earlier. Caught me on off guard. But and then what they'll do is they'll take that portions of that segment, they'll chop it up and reuse it throughout the day in the news site.
That's smart. But I think from not only letting the community know what's going on, but also letting the community know what CVAG is.
Yeah, well, this. I may regret that decision. Sometimes it's better that the public doesn't know what CVAG is. But I suspect we're going to get a lot more calls in the future as people know that we have a role with all of you in signal timing and moving traffic throughout the Coachella Valley. So certainly is a good thing for transparency and public awareness and knowledge.
Thank you. Chris?
So I do have to apologize for my voice, but mine is self-inflicted from the Firebirds watch party last night. As I get ready to hit this button, you're going to see a video that's going to play very, very quickly. It's a before and after video, and you'll see the screen on each side. It'll turn red, that indicating that person's waiting at a red light. And so you'll see how dramatic it gets as it moves down the road. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let it play, to let you watch, and then we'll talk about some of the results at the end. And on your marks, get set, and go. So as you're traveling through the Ranch Mirage area, there's not a whole lot of signal stuff out there. So they stay pretty much neck and neck all the way through there. Where you really start to see the differences when they get into the Cathedral City and sort of the Gene Autry Palm Springs area.
You're exceeding the speed limit.
This was my wife driving. So as you can see with the time, it's quite a bit. We got excellent results. This corridor had never been synchronized before, so the results are very dramatic. Drilling down into some of it, we reduced the stops by 6, reduced the stopped time, the waiting at the lights by 3.5 minutes, and total travel time we reduced by 5.5 minutes, roughly. So this is our first pass at it, and it's actually getting better because we've been fine-tuning it, and we're continuing to do that on all of 111, all of Washington, and all of Ramon Road. And then we're getting ready to step into the summer timing, which we're going to do the same thing. We're going to do the summer timing and then fine-tuning it.
For our environmental friends, can we quantify the savings on not stopping 6 times?
Absolutely. There is models we can plug this data into, and it'll produce that. And that's one of the that's one of the things that we want to do towards the end of this year, is start looking at those reports.
We might as well take credit for it.
I think our chair has a great idea.
Yes. Sell it.
Take the template and sell it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Perhaps we can. And just to remind everybody, this is funded by CMAQ funding, Federal Congestion Mitigation or Quality funding, right? Federal funding that is can go to transportation projects that have a emissions benefit or greenhouse gas benefit, in this case, both. And so you might remember being on a committee long, long ago.
Yeah.
Long, long ago, where we received 10 applications to do signal synchronization from each of the cities. And we thought, 10 applications to do signal synchronization when most of our major arterials cross city boundaries. So we consolidated it, sold it to the federal government that we're going to have these emission benefits. And we will demonstrate those, certainly, in reporting back to federal and state agencies. So it's good news, and we're going to do this for every major corridor before and after. We do it at the same time every year. So it's, I think, February.
We're going to do this. February is for the seasonal time.
And for that same day, you know, let's say it's a Tuesday, we want to make sure the conditions are about the same. And as you see there, even though we show one video, it's actually a 7-run average. So, you know, certainly chance encounters like an ambulance or fire truck or pedestrians crossing can affect the results. So we try to run as many results as possible to do this as statistically valid as possible.
And what was the route from where to Palm Springs?
It actually started at Varner Road on the other side of the freeway on Ramon, went up and over the freeway, all the way through Ranch Mirage, and then all the way to North Palm Canyon.
Where?
All the way through to North Palm Canyon.
So two main points, I've made it before, quality of life for our residents and the quality of the experience for our visitors.
Correct. So there, the one drawback that you get is usually from somebody waiting on a side street. The conversation that we've continued to have over the past year that I was brought on to CVAG is, do we want to allow one person to get a green and stop 80, or do we want to make that person wait and keep everybody moving?
Just depends who it is.
We had a great answer in our interview with one signal tech. We asked him what you would do if the mayor asked you to change the timing for him. He said, where do you want to go, Greens?
And we bring this up because you will hear, yeah, you and your staff hear complaints about having to wait for a upturn. And this is going to be continuing education. Yes, you may have to wait a little longer to make a left turn onto Ramon or 111, whatever it might be. But once you get on those arterials, you're going to be happy that you don't stop as much and you get there faster. So it's a continuing education and re-education.
Thank you. Any other questions? Comments?
That's great.
Seeing none, this is a presentation. We'll move on now to item number C. This is changeable message signs in Desert Hot Springs. It looks like Mr. Hoy will be giving this presentation.
John, good morning, Honorable Chair, members of the committee. The changeable message signs came from the work done by this committee when the plug-in and blow sand study was prepared back in 2019. And a few of those recommendations that came out of that study were, of course, dealing with the low water crossings, but also addressing some of these priority corridors that also had blow sand. And in the report, it recommended a few strategies. Changeable message signs were one of them that we could do something more immediate than putting bridges in, where we could identify in real-time updates to let the drivers know that the roads will be closed or open accordingly. So this was initially funded in our phase two of our CV Sync project. But in order to expedite the changeable message signs themselves, the executive committee entered into an agreement with the City of Desert Hot Springs, to where Desert Hot Springs became the lead on delivering these changeable message signs to signs in the City of Desert Hot Springs. So one of them was the on Indian Canyon, and we had some as part of locating that sign, there was some challenges when in citing that there was a conflict with a new development site that was actually in the City of Palm Springs. So that had to be relocated, located about a quarter of a mile to the north, and it's actually in the county now. But as part of that process, there was some additional work that had to be done in order to do trenching through heavy, lots of boulders and rocks, and to put in the conduit. And there was some additional design work and so forth that went with it. There's some also, as showed there, some structural modifications to the sign. And we broke it down in the staff report, just the additional work was considerable to make this change. We did have our construction manager who's helping with our CB Sync delivery, and they went through all of the construction cost and the contractor's change orders, checking them against Caltrans processes, and they are reasonable and consistent. So we are recommending that this change order be approved and a reimbursement agreement amended to raise the total to the $1.26 million for these projects. And we will, this project is fully reimbursable by CBAC. We're paying 100% because it is part of our CB Sync phase two that we've just asked Desert Hot Springs to deliver for us. And that is the end of my staff report. We're making this recommendation to do an amendment for the $563,671.
Any questions? I just have a comment. I don't think there's anything you can do about this, but I got caught where both of those arterials were closed, and I was on the freeway, and I took the first off-ramp, couldn't get on, couldn't go to Palm Springs, so I got back on the freeway, went to the second one, same problem, and then I had to come back and go around. So the message signs are great, but unless they're on the freeway, not that many people are going to be able to see them.
Well, you bring up,
and I don't think they're on the freeway.
They're not on the freeway, but you bring up an excellent point because there's the I-10 ad hoc committee that was put together by this group. And one of the items is to work with Caltrans on messaging signs and signage on the freeway. There's two types of signage. Some of those are these changeable message signs are definitely something that Caltrans will allow. Other location signs for different resorts and things is where they have some concerns.
I was actually late for my haircut, so I'm.
But we will.
It was a tremendous disservice.
Don't they have barbers or in Indian Mall?
I know, but Lisa has this friend who has a really nice job.
So we will. Thank you for that feedback. We'll work. We'll continue on the I-10 committee to talk about it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just want to say the Palm Drive, both changeable message signs are operational in Palm Drive, the one on the Hotspring side and the one on Palm Springs side as you're passing over the overpass. And they're very visible this morning. I looked, and when I was driving down Palm, it said Genoctry closed. And so all the traffic was merging to get onto the freeway very quickly rather than stopping, having to see, and then turn left where they're now supposed to turn left and miss the Clover turn onto the freeway. So they're working. I know the Indian Canyon one's in process. I know there was a lot of supply chain issues at the beginning of this. This is why it's been dragged out for so long. I'm putting some of these signs up. But the current ones on Palm Drive are working, and I think they're being effective. So we appreciate all the support.
Any other comments, questions? Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Desert Hot Springs, second by India. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any no's? Joey?
Yes.
Yes, motion carries. Move forward now to item number D. This is a contract amendment for CB Sync phase two.
Yes, Chair. This is for construction support as we work through the CB Sync phase two project. Just to go over some history, back in April 2018, they awarded the design contract to Advantech. 2022, they completed their design phase two design. December 2022, the exec committee approved the phase two construction, and that work has added 21 corridors to the overall project. They also approved, back when construction started in February, for a $1 million construction support to Advantech. And they originally gave us a proposal for $4 million, and we decided to, instead of giving the whole $4 million, we're going to work it slower. And we initially gave them a $1 million construction support. And then as they worked through that, we actually approved an addition of $1.5 million. And today they're about 50% complete with construction. And the additional support estimate of the $4 million, I think that we'll get up to that to complete this project, the $1.5. And some of those additional supports include, you know, coordinating with agencies, coordinating with development that has come on since the project started, where you have to coordinate the conduits with developments that are occurring right now. There's also some coordination with our broadband project, where we have that going in cities and we want to make sure that that's consistent. They're working with different signal timing and construction support for different challenges. So we believe that the estimate is fair, and we're recommending the additional $1.5 million for construction. We estimate the phase two will be completed in May of 2025.
Any questions, comments?
Well, just if you could speak to, if it's halfway done and you're $2.5 million in, it would seem like you're going to end up with five, but do you believe the $4 million estimate is still reasonable?
We may have some. They gave us that $4 million, and it didn't consider, I think, two major things. One was coordinating with broadband, and the second was just the different development projects that have come on along the route where construction is happening. The broadband fees will be reimbursed from those agencies, those cities that are coordinating with us. And then if there's development that we have to deal with, that may come back. But for now, this is the estimate that they give us.
Any other questions, comments? Is there a motion? Motion to approve. Motion by Palm Springs.
Second, Palm Desert.
Second by Palm Desert. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any Joey?
Aye.
Any abstentions? Any no's? Seeing none, motion carries. We'll move on now to item number 8. That's informational. Item number 9, public comments on non-agenda items. Are there any? One in the queue? No, seeing none. We'll move on to announcements. The next meeting of the Transportation Committee would be Monday, June 3rd, 2024, here at CVAC Conference Room. And the next meeting of the Executive Committee will be on Monday, June 3rd, 2024, here at the CVAC Conference Room. We are adjourned.